Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to continue with the study in which we were engaged last time of the fact that there is no middle ground between a truth and error. Now, lest I be misunderstood, I would like to make clear that I do believe that there is such a thing as truth between two errors. I myself have written many articles along that line, have emphasized this point and explained it at some length in various books I have written. That if one man were to say salvation is by faith only, and another man were to say salvation is by works only, the truth is between the two errors expressed. That truth is, one is saved by faith when his faith leads him to obey all of the instructions which God has set forth as conditions to be met in order to gain the remission of sins. You see, faith must be made perfect by obedience. It isn't faith alone, it isn't works alone. It is faith working through love, as we find in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. But the fact that there is such a thing as truth between two errors may be perverted. If relative to the proposition, salvation is by faith only, one man were to say, that proposition is true, but another man would say, no, that proposition is not true, it is false. It would then be absurd for a third man to say, there is much good to be said for both propositions. I'm not on either side, I am on middle ground. Now, such a contention would be absurd because the proposition, that is, the proposition salvation is by faith only, is either true or false. Salvation either is by faith only or it is not by faith only. It is a definite trend toward modernism to contend that such propositions are merely gray rather than black, that is, they're partly true and partly false, rather than either true or false. Now, note this case in point. Some time ago, I spoke on the campus of a state university during what is called Religious Emphasis Week. And after I had spoken, a professor, who incidentally was a woman, took issue with him on the very point that I have been discussing with you this morning. She contended that everything is gray, and that I should not have designated certain things as right or wrong, and certain propositions as true or false. She further said that I should not have contended that anyone ought to act in a certain way. In an effort to get my point over, I presented this proposition, it is raining. And I then said, now the proposition it is raining is either true or false. There is no middle ground. But the woman professor said, oh, but it may be misting. And so I then countered by saying, well, is it raining when it's misting? If it is not, then if it is merely misting, and if misting is not raining, then the proposition it is raining is false. On the other hand, if it is raining when it is misting, then the proposition it is raining is true, even if it is misting. And so you have gained nothing. I still contend that when the terms of a proposition are not ambiguous, that is, when the proposition is precisely stated, it is either true or false. She then said, maybe it is raining when it is misting. But she further made a statement about like this, maybe it was wrong for the Germans to exterminate millions of Jewish men, women, and children in gas chambers. She was in the middle of the road. Obviously, the professor was a modernist and likely knew it. But it seems that some brethren do not understand the trend they are following when they argue about the Bible as she did about rain. Now note this proposition. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If one man says the proposition Jesus Christ is the Son of God is true, and another man says the proposition Jesus Christ is the Son of God is not true, it would be absurd for a third man to say, well, there's much good to be said for both propositions. I'm not on either side, I'm on middle ground. Now, friend, Jesus Christ either is the Son of God or he's not the Son of God. But a modernist would take the gray position and say there's much good to be said for both views. I've had many professors to say, well, Jesus was a good man, but he was not the Son of God. Friend, someone who claims to be the Son of God and that your eternal destiny depends upon your obedience to his word, if he's not telling the truth about it, he isn't a good man, he's a liar and an imposter. But thank God, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and by believing and loving and obeying him, you can be saved.